You never forget what it's like to represent your country in the Kolachi Olympics. Ever. First one comes from Blake Warren. Dear Drew, are we keeping the turf this season or going back to the natural grass? Blake, it's going to be artificial turf, but it's actually newer artificial turf. So it's not the stuff that they used last year, but it still is artificial turf. Thanks for the question, Blake. Next question is from Robert Nielsen with two S's. Dear Drew, at what date do the players vote on the top 100 on NFL Network? Well, it kind of varies. It's sort of a sliding scale. It's usually around the Pro Bowl, around the Super Bowl, which is, you know, within a week of each other. But it's right after the season ends, right in that deep playoff part of the schedule. And not every player votes. You've noticed that they don't say who votes. They don't say how many players vote. So it's kind of a nebulous affair. Jessica Escalante, dear Drew, how are the running backs coming along? How is Tyler Irvin fitting into the mix? Well, the running backs, kind of spearheaded by Lamar Miller, the free agent acquisition, they look good during OTAs and minicamp. They're off right now. You got training camp coming up. As far as Tyler Irvin, got to see what he can do once the lights come on and you can start hitting and playing in preseason games. So we'll see about Irvin, but that's a guy that a lot of people are excited about, not only because of his running back skills, but even more so because of what he can do on special teams and catching the ball out of the backfield. Jake Bingham has this one. Dear Drew, how many sacks, tackles, fumbles, interceptions do you think Jadeveon Clowney will have this year? Give me 12, 51, 3, and 1. That's what I'm going to. Hold me to it, okay? Jake, congratulations, man. You just won all those scratch-offs. So make sure you email this email. Say, hey, I'm Jake Bingham. I won on Dear Drew. And then scratch away and make stacks of cash. Make so much money that you'll have to sit on a throne of cash. That would be sweet, eh? Chris Basurto, dear Drew, what's the pecking order developing on the return game? Specifically, which players are returning? Well, Cecil Shorts was the guy catching the most punts in minicamp and OTAs. We'll see if that changes at all in training camp in the preseason. You can also look out for Will Fuller, the first rounder out of Notre Dame, who didn't really return much at all in South Bend, but he was catching punts during the month of May and the month of June. So keep an eye on those two guys. And then maybe once camp gets going, Irvin, who we mentioned earlier. Life's just one big squashed watermelon, isn't it?